Blog Talk Radio.
And good people, welcome to the Off Ramp. Good evening, March 19th, 2013, 11 p.m. to 11:30 Eastern. This is the Off Ramp. One of your hosts right here on the mic with you at Beach Bum Gun. Hit me up on Twitter. Got my other co-host M Extra Money on the line. Say what up.
Yo, what's good, people?
What up? What up? I think I got my other co-host on the line. Mr. Righteous, say what up.
What's going on, folks?
Ain't much, ain't much. Again, good people, welcome to the Off Ramp. It's a definitely off the ramp kind of show. We discuss anything. Feel free to call on up. You got something to get off your chest. You beefing with your husband. You beefing with your wife. You getting ready for the tournament. You just got you a cheesesteak and just feel happy as a motherfucker. Call up 646-915-8680. Get at us. Let us know what's on your mind. All right, fellas. Got a bunch of stuff I want to talk to. You know, got all types of different topics. Don't know where to start. I know I was rapping my man M Extra Money earlier. I know you said you wanted to holler something about some new legislation. M Extra Money, go ahead and drop a dime on him.
Yeah, man. So, basically, you know, Maryland, we just, the Senate just passed a bill basically making, if you have less than 10 grams of marijuana, just a simple ticket, so it's a $100 fine instead of jail time. They said that basically they were saving money because they were paying people to be arrested or paying officers and all the overcrowded jails and stuff like that. So just wanted to see what people thought about that, man, the less than 10 grams. Getting caught with, is that fair? Does it lead to kids carrying around a couple of dime bags because they don't fear that they're going to get locked up?
Now, my math is kind of off. I haven't dealt with the pharmaceutical metric system in a long time. Tell the people about how much is 10 grams. How many L's can I get out of 10 grams?
Man, you can get about 6. It depends on how much you roll. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So if you think about an eighth of an ounce, is about 3.5 grams.
So you can roll about five grams.
Yeah, that's big. A lot of people roll cigarillos now. So if you roll cigarillos, man, you can get a whole lot of stuff from 10 grams. So. I mean, you think a dime bag is about 3 grams too. So that's about 3 dime bags. So
basically, what's going on in the great Maryland city with the worst flag in America? They are charging you $100 to sell weed. this is just taxation. I mean, ain't this what we got away from the British for? I mean, at this point, they might as well just make it legal and let everybody sell. Because if you're telling me that, you know what I mean, I can walk around with 10 grams with no problem. That's a couple of dollars in my pocket. And if I get caught, they basically want me breaking even. Actually, I'll probably be losing money.
Well, I think it's more or less they just don't they categorize that as personal use instead of to distribute. So I think that's the distinction that they try to make with the less than 10 grams. I know a lot of people want to amend it to make it under, if you're over 21, then you get the fine. If you're a juvenile, then, you know what I mean, you'll get more severe punishment. I don't know if it's juvenile hall or get arrested because they don't want to promote teens out here, smoking marijuana.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Rice, what you think? You think that's good for them to just be fining people? Or you think they should keep getting locked up?
Well, I mean, the fine is good because if you think about it, that's money that's going to the state to whatever, any type of situations, if there's a budget deficit or anything like that, I mean, that's helping with whatever they need with, when they need money. And then another thing, too, is stopping them from spending massive amounts of money for just putting somebody in jail for 30 days or something like that, because it does cost to put people in jail. And a lot of these dudes are going to jail for having two bags on them, and they're going to jail for 30 days, 60 days, sometimes a year. Sometimes they get left in there like homeboy in Mexico and get forgot about. So, I mean.
Yeah, how crazy was that?
I think Jersey has something like that as well, too. If they caught with like a certain amount, all they have to do is pay like a fine or something, which is equivalent to like a parking ticket, which is like $100 or like $80 or something like that. So,
yeah, I say lock all the druggies up. Hey, I got a call on the line from Baltimore. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, that must be me. I'm actually in a county now, man. I'm representing Howard County. What's going on, Beachfront Gun? How everybody feeling tonight?
What's going on?
Make sure you never get funny.
So what's the question? Let me just somebody give me the quick question. Let me throw my two cents in.
Hey, I'm actually good.
We just want to see what your thoughts are, man. The Maryland Senate General Assembly just passed a bill that says if you caught with less than 10 grams of marijuana, you just get a $100 fine, no jail time, none of that kind of stuff. Won't get locked up or nothing, but you just get a $100 fine. So it's on its way to the House now, expected to be approved.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think the war on drugs will never be solved if you go after the demand. I mean, of course, you know, supply and demand factor of it all. You got, you know, the kingpins, the people out there supplying the stuff with the dope and the guns and all that craziness. The supply is always going to be there. You go after the supply, which is really the nonviolent side of it, that doesn't help anything. You got to target the other side, which is a lot harder, but if you can get some of those people locked up, that's who needs to be in jail, not the people who are just really, you know, the users, so to speak. Not that I condone that or anything, but it's a lot. I think it's a lot more effective.
I agree.
Me?
I agree.
Lock all the druggies up. Keep them away from my kids, yo. I got big.
You can't do that. You can't do that. It's too many. Yeah, it's too many. You gotta make a choice.
Man, lock them all up. I don't care. Throw them, man. Treat them like the Argentina prison. Throw them in a box and let the best survive. You know, survive a little bit.
Too many. You can't do it.
But make them like locked up abroad. You know, just put them all in one cell. Overcrowd the jails, man. I'm having a baby. You know, lock all them druggies up. You know.
So now your paycheck got Social Security coming out, FICA. And a prison tax.
Right.
Hey, look, they already taking Social Security out. I feel like I have a good chance of suing the government. I feel like they've been stealing money from me, and if I don't get my Social Security money back, I just got raped by the system. I feel like if I could get Dick Johnny Cochran up, I'd have a good case to sue the national government. How you going to be able to steal from me? How you going to take money out of my check and not give it to me back, but if I don't pay taxes, I got to go to jail? Somebody in the government should go to jail.
Raping you records.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you're going to have to, I mean, with the overcrowded jails and stuff like that, I mean, taxpayers, we got to pay for that crap. And, I mean, you know, and then they're not going to, like I said before, and I was telling somebody, I don't know if it was y'all or somebody else, but these people can really, as the United States, the government and all that crap, we can really, really, really crack down on this crap. But they just, if they do and they clean everything up, they ain't going to have nothing to do but just sit around and just bug people, yo. So,
Mr. Righteous, you said that on here the other day, and I completely disagree.
You don't think so? If they clean it up, they don't think they ain't going to have nothing else to do. If they clean everything up, they ain't going to have nothing to do.
No, I think it's the problem is way too fierce to clean up. There's no way, you know, that the government could have a way to clean up the drug problem, because first of all, the U.S. government doesn't make money off of drugs. You'd be crippling you know, Mexico and you know, Afghanistan, you know, Mexico where you get the cocaine, Afghanistan where, you know, where they get the heroin, and you know, Amsterdam, places like that that ship in ecstasy. The United States doesn't make any drugs. I mean, the biggest drug in the United States is really marijuana, which is out in California and stuff.
Meth.
But and that's easy to clean up. If you wanted to clean up marijuana, they could do that. But all the other stuff, there's no way they could clean that up from all those other countries.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they clean it up over there, but they have ways, and they can have ways. I'm sure they have ways of stopping that crap from coming in here. The whole import-export type thing. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, I'm just saying, if they could, I'm sure they can. They know where it's coming from. They know where it's coming from. They know how it's getting in here. They can find ways. They can find ways to stop everything else.
No, see, that's my whole point, though. I think the reason why they have to target the demand, that they target users, so they put people in jail for, you know, if you're caught using cocaine or using crack or using marijuana, they'll put you in jail. Because that's all they can target. If they try and target the other end of it and say, okay, let's find the people who are bringing the drugs in, okay, it's some crazy cartel in Tijuana that's taking heads, taking necks, you know. Like, they don't play that. So, you know, they don't go after them. They try and keep it in the States and go after the demand, the people on the other side, and it just keeps coming in. It's just too hard to go after that other side.
Let me ask y'all a quick question. Do you think drugs is a problem in the United States?
Oh, because it's the money.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think they
absolutely.
Take the
resistance. Hey, hold on. All of us talking at the same time. And Mr. Righteous, go ahead. You think drugs is a problem in the United States?
It is a problem, but, I mean, like we were just talking about, they ain't going to stop it because it's a moneymaker, you know? And shady government.
But where do you see the problem at, though? Like, what makes you think drugs is a problem?
Because it's the downfall to everything. I mean, if you go into the inner cities and all that other stuff, man, all that stuff is tarnished by poverty, and it stems from the drug dealers moving in, running these people out of their homes, turning these homes into abandoned homes, using them as crack houses, getting people hooked onto all this nonsense, and then. What do people do when all this crime happens? A lot of it is either happening because they try to be in the gang so they can sell drugs, or the people who are on this stuff are robbing people because they need a fix. So, I mean, you just gonna have nobody gonna knock you over the head for no apparent reason.
Right. Hey, M, extra money. You think drugs is a problem?
I think so. I don't think it's a huge. I think it's the type of drug is what makes it a real issue. I think certain drugs they could legalize and. Start taking the path of least resistance, going after the user, like a caller said, and like I was basically getting to. I think if they tried to focus all their efforts on the people who are actually bringing them in and doing all other kind of stuff, at least that would be a well worth spend. I would rather spend their resources on that than chasing around, you know what I mean, teenagers and people who are just smoking it in their house, you know what I mean? Like I understand you can't necessarily stop it, but there is ways that you can probably slow it down if those resources were refocused on that effort as opposed to just locking up people who just smoke inside their house or just, you know what I mean? So, but I think it's an epidemic that happens. I think it's been going that way, and I don't think it's ever going to get changed per se unless they just legalize all that shit and start taxing it. That's what my solution is.
Hey, MJ the professional, what about you? You think drugs is a problem in the United States?
You have to specify, are you referring to illegal drugs or legal drugs, you know what I mean? Because I know what, you know, Mr. Righteous and Beach Bum Gun were saying, or MS Germani were saying, is that, you know, the government makes too much money off of this stuff. They don't make money off of illegal drugs at this point, so that's why they're trying to legalize marijuana, so they can tap into that market. But, you know, they don't make money off of people in the projects turning houses into crack houses. That doesn't help anybody. That just puts more people on welfare, more stress on the system. But you get somebody hooked on, you know, some anti-anxiety medication, or you get them hooked on some anti-depression medication, that makes the government money, you know. So really, what, you know, yeah, there's a drug problem on both sides, but I think the government would only would prefer to have it as legal drugs be the only problem. Illegal drugs doesn't help anybody.
Yo, man, these dudes are getting their palms greased something nice to look the other way so this stuff can get imported in here, man. Because they're supposed to have tight security to import and export this stuff, man. There's a lot of people that's looking the other way so that crap can come in here. So you can't tell me nobody's getting paid off of this. You can't tell me
that. It's not the government, though.
From the government all the way down to the lower level of government officials and law enforcement officers. There's a lot of people in that chain that somebody's getting broke off something nice, man. We don't know it, but I bet you there is, yo. I'm trying to tell you, man. All these politicians ain't all cracked up what they are, but I'm telling you, man, somebody getting their palms greased to look the other way for this stuff to get in here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel. I think I'm kind of torn on this. Like the professional said, I think legalized drugs is more of a problem in the United States more than illegal drugs. I think, you know what I mean, like the crack and heroin. I don't really think that's an epidemic anymore. Is it bad for the black community? Absolutely. Absolutely. But is it bad for America as a nation? I don't think it's really that big of a problem for America as a nation. I don't even think marijuana is a problem for America as a nation. I disagree with the professional because I do think the government makes money because you can't tell me all them drug seizures and money seizures. They just found like $3 million worth of weed in California on some abandoned boat. They just got like $5 million seized off of Mexico in unmarked bills. You know what I mean? You can't tell me the government just ain't made $5 million just there. I mean, who gets that money? They don't burn it. If they do, they lie.
Obama selling nickel bags now?
Yeah, he might be. I mean, he's flying toy planes across the world and shooting people. Why would you think he'd be above, you know what I mean, getting some money from the drug trade? The deficit got to come down somehow. You can't keep taxing Americans. Like, I mean, I guess I say I'm ignorant to the point where I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past the American government allowing certain drugs to come in to make some type of money so that the Americans aren't taxed. I mean, they've been doing that for years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, shoot, the Declaration of Independence was written on weed paper. Bet you I ain't knew
so
that.
So is the Bible.
I see, and that's the thing. I don't think it is a problem. I think maybe in the 70s, drugs was getting a little bit out of control. 80s, it was getting out of control. And I think, you know what I mean, the government found a way to kind of lock it down. Is it a problem still in the African-American community? I say yeah, especially the poor ones. But is it a national problem? Like, is anybody in Montana worried about the drugs? I say no.
I think it's meth, not necessarily, you know what I mean, like marijuana or something. Or it's prescription painkiller, like codeine and stuff like that, where people are out here on antidepressants.
That's
what I'm saying. I think, and the government's definitely making money off of that.
And extra money, let me ask you this. Like, do you think they would make more money? So let's say it's off the books and the government is taking all these, you know, backhanded checks or cash and their season unmarked bills. Do you think they would make more money off of that? Or let's say they turned around and said, okay, we're gonna, you know, legalize and regulate marijuana but tax it. They would make way more money off of that than they would off of these, you know, backdoor deals. They would make way more money.
I agree with that. And look what they did with prohibition. If you look at all your state, look at your what your local government's doing. The first thing that they go up and try to go up on is like the cigarette tax. Every state basically has a cigarette tax. That's the first thing they go after, right? Cigarette tax, alcohol tax, liquor tax. Just look at your bar bill and see how they separate food and alcohol. It's taxed differently. Food's taxed at 1%, liquor is taxed at another. So they're already doing it. I don't understand why they just, like, all of a sudden now this mystique about marijuana is such a big deal. Like, cigarettes kill just as much people as the marijuana does. And so does, you know what I mean, alcohol.
Cause I guess they figure that because marijuana is the gateway to the next level, because, you know, some people get so used to the marijuana, they want something else that's going to make them a little higher. So then that's when they move to the next one, and then the next one, and the next one. So I don't know, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, if any of y'all came across, if y'all was some federales and y'all came across a nice pile, y'all gonna pinch a little bit.
And then you gonna put on
something different on that report. Like, yo, we found 20 million. Each of us gonna take a piece. Yeah, we got these guys and we got them for 5 million. We found 5 million. Everybody else has got a nice duffel bag full of money, man.
Dog, I don't know about you. I'm not going back. We find $20 million. I'm telling you right then and there, I'm out. Like, I'm not clocking out. I'm not reporting back to work.
What's your comfort level? What's your comfort level?
Very comfortable.
I'm headed to Cuba, and I'm telling my wife I got enough money for a mistress that you wouldn't leave me. We out.
You gonna turn in your 2 weeks? You gonna put your 2 weeks notice in?
Yo, I'm leaving in my uniform.
you ain't even gonna turn to your gun, huh? You just out.
Nah, yeah. It's crazy, yo.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So you know what I mean? Drugs is a good topic. I mean, I'm not all that well versed, but you know, if Maryland wants to start finding people, I think it's all about money. I don't think it's about, you know, saving the jails of people being housed in them. I think they just want to make some money. They realize that all them people that they can search and all that stuff, they can get $100 a pop, make a couple extra $1,000 a month. It's always about money. They wouldn't do it if they could make money off.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, man. So I got quick other couple topics. Man, that topic took us down only 8 minutes. So kind of serious. Not a lot of jokes tonight, but, you know. So, you know, we got another quick couple topics. I came with this one with the last minute. I was just watching. I don't know if y'all are familiar with The Real Husbands of Hollywood, the Kevin Hart show. I think the show is funny. It's gotten a lot better. But I saw the commercial for the new Tyler Perry movie, the Confessions of a marriage counselor. I think Tyler Perry movies are the worst movies in the world now. Yeah. Does anybody else feel that way?
I agree.
Yo, these are the most extreme, not most confrontational, dramatic, bad acting movies. I can't stand it. And I'm a fan of the guy. Like, I saw his plays when I went to school. I used to always go to his plays, and his plays were good. But the movies, like the whole Why Did I Get Married scene, when they started diming each other out about who had an STD and all that other stuff, that wouldn't happen in real life. In real life, somebody gets stabbed in there.
Right.
Are y'all a fan of Tyler Perry movies?
I think the plays are better. I think he writes as if it's a play and tries to bring it into production of a movie. And it's totally two different things. Because a play, you need that kind of stuff because you want to keep the audience drawn into it. But a movie, it's just a different vibe. And I think those, like, crazy scenes and, like you're saying, like, some of that stuff just goes way overboard and never really will happen. And, like, that's just not a movie. That's a thing after me. And I think there's a lot of stereotypes that he tries to use to play into a different market. And I think that, like, once the Madea series ended, like, how many Madea series can he actually have? That's one thing. I'm not even a fan of that. But after that, I think he just needs to go in another direction or something. Like, everything has to be, like, about some kind of marriage, some kind of, like exploiting, like, you know, fidelity or, like, infidelity or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, nothing else. Like, come up with another topic. Like, be a
He did, though, an extra money. He came up with Alex Cross. He actually, because I agree with Beach from Gun. I'm not a fan of Tyler Perry. I can't stand the dude. I think his movies, set us back. So I don't like Tyler Perry. He came out with that movie, Alex Cross, where he played a police detective, you know, something new where it's not about the whole, you know, I call it blaxploitation as far as what he's doing. Like, Alex Cross, different direction, thought it was going somewhere, but he's not a good actor. When you take him out of his element, he's not a good actor. So I agree that he should stick to plays and books. And I think he came into the movie world to kind of fill that gap because nobody else was doing it, and he could make money. More power to him. He made all the money in the world doing it, but his movies aren't good. Yeah, his books are probably better. Never read them. Never, motherfucker. And then his plays are probably good too.
So Alex Cross wrote and directed.
No.
I think he just acted in it, but I think I'm not sure about that actually. I have to Google it.
Yeah, he was he got asked to play the part. I was
kind of just referring to movies like he actually like wrote and kind of directed type of thing, like the Madeas, the Why Did I Get Married type of thing. Even though he didn't, but I thought those were like his kind of his movies. You know what I mean? Not something that somebody else is writing directed type of thing.
Yeah, Alex Cross is a series that someone else wrote, and Morgan Freeman in Along Came a Spider.
Mm-hmm.
And Along Came a Spider or Kiss the Girls. Yeah, those were Alex Cross. And then this last one, Tyler Perry played, and it was horrible. So, I mean, you know, call it what you want. I mean, he can make money off of writing and directing. I don't like those films. He can't act. I didn't like his film when he tried to break away. So I don't know what the man should do. I mean, he's got a nice little role.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep into that church lane. You know, he's making that money. I just feel like, you know what I mean? Like every time I see that commercial for this movie, I'm like, yo. And it just pulls all these, like, I hate to say it, the black women I know, they're like, oh, you going to go see the new Tyler Perry? Fuck no, I'm not going to go see it. No, I don't want to go see it. And don't ask me about it because I don't care what your films are. It's not real life. Your man ain't cheating on you with no marriage counselor. You just live a lame, boring life like the rest of us. Suck it up. You got married before you should have. You had kids before you should have. It happens to all of us. Be blessed with what you got. Stop living the life through a movie scene. This shit ain't real. And that's how it's just not. So that was just my little thing. Speaking of movies, yo, you know what I found out today, fellas? We only got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give a quick topic. Did you know Coming to America was written by white people?
Yeah. You know, when I saw it, I looked it up, man. That was crazy to me. I mean, I thought that, like, it was some input by Eddie Murphy, but it was definitely written by two white dudes. And
it was the same
dude.
Say that again?
They actually went to court over it as I was looking that up because they didn't get enough credit. Like, one of them said that he didn't get credit for in Paramount, so he was trying to sue Paramount for some money because he felt like he didn't get enough credit.
Oh, okay. Now, did you know that before I sent that to you?
That's a great screenplay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't believe when I read it. I was actually kind of disappointed in Eddie Murphy. I feel like one of my heroes in the movie. It's just, it broke my heart. I don't know. I never heard that.
This is the first time I'm hearing it, but I don't see what the problem is.
No, it's not a problem.
I was giving Eddie Murphy credit for it, though. I guess that's what Gunn said.
I was giving
him credit for the whole movie. Like, I thought that was his, like, that was all him.
No,
but
he still played all those roles.
No, I'm not saying that the acting was bad. Don't get me wrong. It's one of the greatest movies. I thought it was the greatest, the first top-level great American written by a black man movie of all time. Like, I thought that was, like, the first of its kind where a black man went into a major motion picture, did everything, killed the game, made it a classic on all types of levels where no matter what race you are, no matter what gender you are, it was all across the board one of the greatest, and I thought he was the first black man to really do that. And then when I found out it was written by white people, I was just shocked. I was kind of disappointed. That's all.
Yeah,
I was
you
just
were
being
racist. That's a funny movie. That's a racist statement. You're a racist, you dumb guy. It is. I mean, for real. That's a funny movie.
You know,
who cares who wrote it? The man acted in it.
Right.
No, that's like me saying I'm not proud of Jackie Robinson, that he's the first black man to break the color baseball barrier. I'm racist because I'm proud that he was black and he did it in baseball. That don't make
no
sense.
But you're saying that's like you saying, oh, but I'm disappointed because I found out his batting coach was white and I thought he did it on his own, but he got help from a white man.
No, I'd be disappointed if I found out Jackie Robinson was white. That's my point. But, hey, we can argue about that tomorrow. We only got 20 seconds left, so we need to get on out of here. Great talk tonight. Things got a little heated at the end. Mr. Professional, we can definitely get on this talk again tomorrow, same time, same channel. Off Ramp, 11 p.m. to 11:30. Thanks to all my co-hosts, M Extra Money, Mr. Righteous, the professional. Get at us tomorrow. We on every single night. Big news coming up. Damn, I miss my music. Fuck. Went on too long. Huh? No. Well, about to get it.